were there others like you who would come on their vacations and spend with the Father? Mm-hmm. You were the only one who would be allowed to come on a vacation like that?
Only Nana was allowed to come at Pune for 3 months. Nana came.
Yeah.
No, Nariman was free to come really anytime. That was his room, this was his property. Nariman, marriage on work.
Nariman. Yeah. Anybody about it?
He lived in Bombay.
Yeah.
Whenever he had time, he'd come?
Yeah.
Was he very active in Bombay? And
he had his business.
I see.
Yeah.
Did he do much work for Baba in Bombay?
Yes, Baba's work means Baba's personal things, whatever Baba would tell him, his personal orders. He was a wonderful person. Very wonderful. What a conviction he had of Baba and all these things. Work is not just what you do outwardly, going here, there, talking of Baba or this thing. It's not just that. That conviction that he is what he says and he's with me, within me. So that's real work. That's what this work and books and doesn't that so Nariman was of that totally devoted to Baba.
Isn't it about Nariman that Das
This was given to Nariman when Baba left for new life. Yeah, so that was given to Maharji and this to Nariman.
Which was given to Maharji?
Where now the trust estate is. Except the tomb at Mehrabad. That lower Mehrabad.
Who owns this property right now? Does Arnavas?
Who
does?
Arnavas.
Yeah,
Mrs. Nariman.
So you better not anger her, she might kick you out.
No.
They had a Baba group in Bombay.
They had, but he won't go, or his role was different, just like the Mandali. Whatever Baba would say that he would be doing, and often coming here, whatever Baba's errands would be, he would do. Generally, those from the West, those who came in those early days, they would be staying with Nariman and Arnavas at Bombay. Pukar also sometimes would come. Kumar would come. Other than me. Pukar and Kumar. Kumar, yeah.
Kumar is Amrit's father.
Yeah.
You gonna do a roundup?
You know, what about people? I've always wondered about people like Vishnu.
Yeah, they were here until they died. They.
You know, I never hear a single thing about Vishnu. He's like a phantom Mandalay as far as the stories go.
He
was
one of the four pillars, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But we, in the West, we don't know a thing about him.
He was with Baba since early 20s.
Vishnu Master, huh?
Yeah.
When did he die?
60s, early 60s.
Why are there so few stories about him? Was he sort of a quiet person or something?
It was all quiet till Baba started this in 53, the fiery free life and all that. Till that time it was very quiet, nobody knew or especially anything about any person. Outsiders, they didn't know.
I see.
It was all quietly whatever Baba would say. So he was, Vishnu was the one who would see to all the marketing and accounts. And so Baba's sign for him was this. That means we had to write with the pen or something like that. The sign for Vishnu was this.
What was the sign for Oliver?
I don't remember. You have to ask him.
I wonder if it was.
What about Krishna? Wasn't there one of his disciples,
yeah.
Krishna?
Yeah. Very close. He did night watch for quite a long time. Uh-huh. Krishna.
When did Malabar. He die?
No, he's alive.
He's alive?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's what we don't know, what's happened to him. He used to come for the first two, three Amar Vidhi, I saw him coming. And then after that, I didn't see him.
Did he get married or something?
Yeah.
So he left Baba and got married? Stopped living with Baba?
Yeah, after that. When he left Baba, then he got married, he had sons and all the thing of the world.
Did he leave Baba in the sense of break his connection or anything?
Now that he is not coming, I don't know. I don't know. Quite a lot of years, over a decade, he is not seen. I haven't heard of him. I'm very close contact with Baba.
Yeah.
Could Baba have told him to leave?
Sometimes it would be so. It was not easy to leave with Baba. So the man would feel so exasperated, you know, to do this, and Baba would get a rise out of you. It was not just a. As we talk about, it was all love and delight and stories and cards. And it was not like that. That's why sometimes I tell people that when you come here, some people have that notion that living with Baba was just joy.
Yeah.
It was suffering. It was test. It was fire. And also humor. And
did you know Fred Winterfeld?
Yeah, yeah. Means when he came here, I met him when he came here. After Baba's dropping the body, when he came here, I met him twice.
Apparently Baba gave Fred some instructions to disappear for a few months every year, and nobody knew what he would do.
I see.
Fred wasn't supposed to tell.
Huh?
Fred who?
Fred Winterfeld.
To disappear a few months out of the year?
Yeah, for a part of every year, Fred would take off.
Huh.
And he was not permitted to say where he was going or what work for Baba he was doing. And then he would come back to the room.
Really? I didn't know that.
I was just trying to get the scoop.